Where we are, we have, three, four listings coming on a week, and then they're gone, right? They're gone in one, two, three, four days. So people are, but it is interesting, as you know, because the rates are really high. So
Welcome to the Northwest Real Estate Roundup, the podcast where real estate meets reality. I'm your host, Steve Tytler, coming to you with four decades of experience in the trenches of real estate and the mortgage business. Today, we're diving deep into the tools, tips, and trends that make the industry tick. Join us as we unpack the secrets to success in real estate, share expert advice, and spotlight the innovators who are shaping our industry. Let's get started. Welcome to the Northwest Real Estate Roundup. Our guest today is Erica Nash, a very successful real estate agent. Erica, welcome to the show.
Hi, thanks, Steve. Thank you for having me.
Great. So let's talk about the housing market. We are here in March 2024. How do you see the housing market locally right now?
Yeah, it switched pretty quickly, right? We went from, having a very quiet year last year. In fact, when I was reading, it was, I think, our lowest amount of homes we'd ever had on the market in 28 years, which was shocking to me. Definitely wasn't everybody's best year, but fast forward to now, it's gotten crazy again. And even with the rates high, I always stay in touch with, other realtors, especially the areas I focus on, and hearing back from them and including my listings. My last one was on the market for a day, and then you're getting these crazy offers again, like back in 2022, everything's waived, we're releasing earnest money, there's multiple offers. And it's been interesting on the listing side, though, because we're back to the offer review, right? So come on Wednesday, Thursday, hold out, do your open houses, and then review your offers on Monday. Well, it's really hard to stick to that sometimes, which none of us as agents love. But it's always ultimately up to the seller with their choice, right? So they'll have somebody come in with an early offer that, they put an expiration. Oh, well, it's going to go away at noon today. So you have to make a decision. So that's been a little bit of a challenge. But my advice when it comes to that is always to hold out until the end. it can be a risk, but with the way that the market is now, is we're talking back to 10, 12, 15% over list price. And accurately listed prices, right? These aren't low. These aren't, the prices are going to start to go back up. My next listing, I watch, up until the week of, and I don't always set the price until then. So from when we started on this last one to where we will be next week, we've increased it $100,000.
Wow.
So yeah, I know. And it's, yeah, you feel the pressure a little bit, right? Because it is a little, you want everybody to submit an offer in the end, right? So you also don't want to price too high and scare people off. And, but yeah, it is the last one I talked to. It was a under $2 million listing price. I think they were at 165. They had 23 offers.
Wow, that's like the good old days.
Offers. Wow. It really is. So,
and and that's all about inventory, right? It's because the inventory is so low.
Yep. So that's the other thing. I think I live in Sammamish. So where we are, we have, three, four listings coming on a week, and then they're gone, right? They're gone in one, two, three, four days. So people are, but it is interesting, as you know, because the rates are really high. So we came into this year's realtors thinking, I'm sure as you did as well, that it was going to be dead, but.
Well, that's right. I own a mortgage company, and we're seeing a lot of buyers who want to buy houses. The biggest problem they have is finding a house to buy, because as you said, inventory is so low and competition is pretty strong. So it's a strong market.
Yes. Very strong. I'm excited. It's like Christmas again. It's yeah, so you're gonna say something?
Yeah, well, what's funny is I've been seeing lots of podcasts about the coming housing crash. I don't know if you ever see these things, but so many people are predicting home prices are going to drop this year. We're not seeing it. You're not seeing it. And I just don't think there's any chance of it happening. Do you?
I don't either. And I get asked that question, you know, every once in a while, but I don't know how it's possible when you know you have, I mean, we're literally having over 100 people coming through these open houses, right? I mean, you can't even, I stopped by one the other day too. You couldn't even walk in there. The block was packed. I just don't know for our area, especially, you know, high tech area. We have tons of amazing companies here, right? People are recruiting nonstop to our area. We don't have enough housing, even though we are on the east side. We're building quite a bit too. But I just don't, we will never have enough single family homes in this area. So for us here, it's not going to crash. I mean, I'm telling all my sellers, put it on the market now, right?
That's a great point because, you know, the oldest saying is real estate is all about location, location, location. The Puget Sound region is a very strong location, very strong job market, a very desirable place to live. So there, while there are some places around the country like Florida and maybe Texas who had a boom and now are looking at maybe a slight bust in their housing market, that is not happening here in the Seattle area because of strong demand. And we are very fortunate to have a lot of very high paid, high tech jobs in this area.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. A lot of dual income as well, which is always like that, you know, cranks up the price on things. So I don't think we won't see a drop on price this year. I think which we're all hoping is that the rates will continue to go down, right? Which it sounds like that's what the Fed's saying.
Yeah. The rates are always unpredictable. I personally been in the mortgage business 32 years. I remember years ago reading a study. They studied quote unquote expert predictions of what interest rates were going to do. And then they look back and see what actually happened. It turned out the quote unquote experts were wrong about 75% of the time. So that was worse than a coin flip. So it's really hard to predict. Most of us think rates will be lower later this year, but that remains to be seen. But the good news is, as you said, there's still plenty of demand right now.
Yeah, even when it was up close to 8, was that in November? Or I think.
Yeah, rates peaked last October. They've come down a bit since then.
Yeah, so even then, I had a listing in November, early November, same thing. And that was when our rates were the highest, right? So that was another one. It stayed on the market for 2 days, 3 days. So, it's the lack of inventory that will always drive our market.
And I hear people say, well, I want to wait for home prices to come down. This is not a good time to buy. But I always say, if your plan is to live in the house at least 7 to 10 years, a long-term investment,
yeah,
it's always a good time to buy because no matter when you buy, you're going to ride out that real estate cycle. Yes, your house may temporarily go down in value for a while, but if you're not moving, what difference does it make?
Right. And that was my advice, especially in 2022, which I think we're going to get close to. I mean, not that high again, but close to that market was this, what you just said. If you're going to, you need a house, right? You need a place to live. It's never, why would you spend that monthly on rent when you can own? Because it will come back up. Homes always, you know, they fluctuate, they come up and down. But I think that will be, I was thankful I did get a lot of my buyers under contract right before this started. So we really lucked out. So that was also the thing. You always know in spring, right? The market's going to pick back up. And then they say the rates are going to drop and that sort of thing. So you knew as an agent that it was just going to get progressively more and more competitive. So it's going to be a tough spring for some buyers. What I have seen, which is very smart, is people, obviously you have to get pre-approved first, no matter what, but taking more of a competitive advantage by getting through underwriting as far as they can, and then being able to close sooner than the competition. So that's been something on that side that's always good advice for a buyer.
And that's a good point, because a lot of people get confused between the term pre-qualified and pre-approved. In the mortgage right. business, pre-qualified is a simple 2 or 3 minute phone call where I ask, how much money do you make? How much do you have in the bank, in the cash, cash in the bank? And then say, okay, roughly you could qualify for this amount. When we do a pre-approval for somebody, we go through the whole application process. We collect all their documentation. We send it to an underwriter and get a written approval based on their income and credit. So they're basically right. the same as a cash buyer at that point, because all we need is the appraisal and title to move forward. So as agents out there, we encourage all of you to have your clients get pre-approved, not just
pre-approved. Oh, yes. Yes. No, I couldn't agree more. And sometimes I'll get a call that says, oh, we're just waiting on the pre-approval letter. And I'm going, what? No, like you're way behind at this point. You know what I mean? Like offer review day, that doesn't give me a lot of confidence in that agent as well, because
right.
you're not advising your buyer in the way that you should at that point. So
yeah, in a competitive market, you want to make sure the buyers can be able to close and that a written pre-approval is the way to go.
Right. Yep. Yep. Yep.
So let's talk about your real estate business. You're extremely successful. What do you think it is about your mind? Because let's be honest, I know there's a lot of agents out there right now that are struggling and are not successful mm-hmm. in this market. So what is it about your personal mindset that makes you so successful as a real estate agent?
Yeah. So I have always I've been a competitive person by nature, right? That's just how I was, whether it was, you know, in sports or things like that growing up. It definitely is a mindset. You have to be a go-getter. I mean, I'm not a door knocker. I've done it once or twice, right? I'm like, oh, that's a great property, because I work with a builder as well. So we buy lots, right? So if I see a good lot, you know, every once in a while, but the way you approach your business when it comes to things like that too is, that's not my style, because what if I'm waking up your baby from a nap or your dog's barking, or do you know what I mean? To me, that's a little more invasive. So I think I have always just gone after it. I mean, my first sale was meeting somebody at an open house, and it was a $1.2 million sale for my first sale. So it, once you get that first one, you're like, oh, wow. Okay. Game on. Right. So it's, you just have to go after it, and you have to ask, right? You have to ask. It's the same thing I tell my kids, right? If you want something, you have to ask, right? We started like at restaurants when they were young. I'm like, if you want to order a drink, you have to do it yourself. And they were very shy. I was like, oh gosh, you know. And now my daughter's just like, may I please have a Shirley Temple? And she's eye contact. And so that was part of it. I had an instance where there's been a couple times where I have got really big deals just by picking up the phone and asking. I had one client who I knew had worked with the same agent for the last 8 transactions. They worked with the same agent. And I thought, well, I'm the expert in this neighborhood now, right? In this neighborhood that I had farmed for a long time. And you have to believe that yourself, right? Like I had to believe, why wouldn't they hire me? You know, I'm the expert here. So I'm thinking, how am I going to convince them, you know? And sure enough, I picked up the phone, and they're both in sales. And so they said, you know, we really admire the fact that you called us and that you asked for the business. And I'm good friends with them now. And they still say that to this day, right? Another one, quick one, which was a realtor that was selling in my neighborhood. Mm. And he's a successful guy, right? He wasn't, he's got other small businesses, investments and things like that, but he was a realtor, and he still was doing a lot of business. And I thought, again, I'm gonna pick up the phone and I'm gonna ask him, what's the harm? What's the worst, right? They're gonna say no. Okay,
exactly. Move on.
Totally get it. He hired me. That one was probably one of the coolest stories, because he had his sign, you know, made. You have to have a custom sign for this particular HOA. He was ready to go. He was going to, you know, put the sign in the yard. And I just said, look, I know, do you really want to sell it yourself, first of all? Because when it comes to negotiating, right, it's there were things that I felt like I was able to do in the end that was ended up being the top sale in the neighborhood. And still to this day, I think for price per square foot, aside from a new construction that we had had. But I said, you know, do you really want to be going back to these agents and asking for more when it's your house, right? Well, I was able to read that out, and I did. And I went back, and we got an extra $30,000 last minute, and I paid for my commission for them. You know what I mean? So you just, yeah, I always have asked if I see maybe somebody's moving, you know, someone will say, oh, I was at the lumber store and I heard these people in front of me and okay, I'm calling them, you know? So,
right. Well, it's all about attitude. It's about your attitude because you have to believe you're bringing value to the table. You're not asking somebody to work with you. You should feel like you're providing value to them and they're lucky to get you to work with for them. Not, you know, you're not begging for business. I think it's attitude is very important.
Yes. Yeah, and that's a huge part of it, right? You have to let them know that you're eager, that you're gonna work hard for them, that you know yourself, right? That you have the confidence in yourself to say, I'm the best in this neighborhood. You should hire me. Right?
That's right. And so, we know that you are the best in your neighborhood, by the way.
Yes, So but you know, it all came from really hard work, right? It was not just asking for business, but, you know, talking to people all the time, marketing was a huge part of my success there. And then once, you know, neighbors and everyone were seeing my name everywhere, it kind of just came to and the results were obviously the biggest part. If I was bombing, you know, they're not going to hire me. So it was the results as well. So that's what everybody wants, right? We want the most money for our house when we sell it. And that's what I'm going to do.
That's right. And that's why you're so successful. In fact, most successful agents I know have a daily or weekly success strategy they follow very carefully to make sure that they get where they want to be. So do you have a system that you follow? Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Yeah. So for me, that could be improved. but I do. I sit down and in fact, this week, you know, you have a list, right? I have a list of leads. It doesn't matter if this person called me 4 years ago. I stay in touch with them the best I can. I definitely have a rule where I'm not going to hound people all the time. I don't like being sold all the time. You know what I mean? So I'll just check in with them periodically, or I give them market updates. Most of the time people want to know what the value of their house is, right? So I'll provide that. So I go through my list. I stay in touch. I ask for referrals. I ask my friends if they know of anyone selling. I had a lot of clients this last year move down to, you know, Palm Desert, Arizona, and things like that. So I will ask them as well, because it's kind of that group of, you know, they're retiring, they're ready to move somewhere nice. And so that sort of thing. But this week was the first time in a while I had sent out handwritten note cards to people that I hadn't talked to in a while who had approached me or I'd been to their house, you know, and they just chose not to sell at that time. But I spend a good couple hours at my desk. You know, I try to every day, right? You know, we don't have weekends. So sometimes Monday is my Saturday. But other than that, you know, I would say 6 days a week, I spend time thinking through strategies of, okay, how am I going to get my next client? You know, and so it's been the marketing piece as well. You would think print like marketing is like, not, you know, kind of old school, but in my opinion, it's just another thing. You have to stay on top of it, right? I want them to see what I'm doing in the market, you know, all the time. I want them to see my name. I do sponsorships, so I do a lot of sports sponsorships, you know, banners and fields, and which my son doesn't love that. Like, there's a big old a picture of my head on at the baseball field, and he's like, "Mom,
that's funny."
But even with that one in particular, was people would recognize me for my photo, so it's a lot of it's marketing that I stay on top of.
Well, that's great. Now, are there some specific lead generating strategies that have proven successful for you?
I mean, I don't, you know, I get these calls all the time and text messages, and we get so much spam. Excuse me. I can provide, you know, X amount of leads for you and da, da, da. I tried Zillow advertising for a little while early on. To me, it just ended up being a time suck that didn't, you know, yeah, I probably covered the cost of it at, you know, those first 6 months or whatnot. Mm-hmm. But we have a system too with my brokerage, and I'm at Compass. Technical wise, their technology is great. So I have a system of leads in my platform that says, you know, this person's likely to sell. And so every once in a while, I'll check on that. But I don't do outside coaching or, you know, lead generation. It really is just about staying involved in my community and being in front of people. You know, I've had been up at the driving range and had somebody who was like, "Hey, I gotta sell this condo." You know, it was a third home or something, and he had a lot of choices. I mean, this is a very like successful person in the area, knows a ton of people, and if I hadn't been there that day, I wouldn't have got it. Maybe, I don't know. He wasn't picking up the phone and calling me. He just happened to see me that day. So, but as far as lead generation, otherwise, no, I stay in front of people and advertise and ask for business.
That's great. Now, as you mentioned, it's a competitive market again, which is somewhat surprising. A lot of people thought the market was going to slow down, but it hasn't. And so,
yeah.
What do you see some of the biggest mistakes that buyers and sellers are making in today's market?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. So starting with the selling side, the listing side, I would say, and this is something that I do see often, and it is what it is. It happens, and every agent runs their business differently. But I see sellers hiring agents who are giving you a way inflated price for your house, right? So they might believe that they're doing that, they can sell it for that. I don't know, honestly, but they are getting the business by giving these, you know, really high listing prices. They're going, "Oh, well, this is great," and they hire them, and then it sits on the market, and it sits, and it sits, and then you drop the price, and you drop the price, and that is probably one of the biggest things I see. Is in any, even if a seller asks me or is insistent that they think or know that their house is worth more than I do, that looking back, I have let a couple people talk me into it. And it was the biggest mistake I made, right? On right. my end, because it was just what I said. We will end up dropping the price. And so that's something in my business now I say I will never do. I have data for you here. And, you know, as far as comps go, this is what it should be listed at.
As a listing agent, how do you combat the other agents who are, quote, buying the listing by overpromising on price? Do you have any things that have worked well for you in combating that problem?
Yeah, I mean, it's kind of the first thing that I say when I go into a listing appointment is, look, you might get somebody that's going to be a discount agent and that's going to give you a high price. And I warn them. I just say, this is one of the biggest mistakes that you could make as a seller. And especially even in a market now, right? You want everyone through the door. You don't want everyone to think that you are unreasonable as a seller. So there's that. And then there's also probably, which I don't run into too often, which I'm really thankful for, is them not taking the advice of their agent as far as what needs to be done on the home. And for me, I keep a pretty tight ROI, right? Like, I don't want my clients spending money that's unnecessary and that they're not going to see back, right? So I make sure, I don't want my clients throwing thousands of dollars out there that I know that they're not going to get back in return, right? So there's that. Sometimes I've had people not want to replace the carpet, and I'm like, you have to replace this carpet. And they're like, well, the next person's going to come in and pick their own. I'm like, they don't want to do that. You know, they've got little kids. They've got, a lot of the times people want to move right into their house. They don't want to have to wait another 6 weeks to get carpet replaced. So, probably those are the two biggest ones. And those are the two biggest things, right? Price accurately and be market ready, be the most attractive that your home can be as far as photos, the way it looks. You want as many people through the door. So those are the top two, I would say.
Okay, well, that's great. Now let's flip it on the buyer's side. What's the biggest mistake you see buyers making in today's market?
Buyers, just like we talked about, one, not being prepared. So and my advice always is, get your pre-approval, even if you're talking about you're not ready to buy right now, because then what I run into is, oh, I just saw this house pop up on the market and I want to go take a look at it. And that's fine. You know, there's certain agents that will say, I won't work with you unless you're pre-approved. Like, I know you're going to get that done fine, but you're not prepared and you have to be prepared, because more often than not, I have that happen. And then it's, you know, they're frantically trying to get all their information into you, right? As a lender, and get that pre-approval. The other one, I mean, really on the buyer's side, it's difficult because so much is left up to your agent, right? We're the professional. So then again, on the flip side, it would be not taking the advice of your agent, right? I know putting your best foot forward, I know what you have to do to compete in this market, right? There are some things that sometimes are just too risky and you can't advise your clients to do. But it's, you can't go in right now and say, I want to put an offer $100,000 under list price, right? It's just not going to happen. It's not going to happen. We can try, but it won't happen. So being prepared, taking the advice of your agent as well. On the buyer side, there's not a whole lot that you just got to do. Be prepped and ready to go.
That's right. And they need to work with a great agent like you. So we know you are a very successful agent. So what would you say is your superpower that makes you such a great agent, sets you apart from all the other agents out there?
Superpower.
Well, let's call it your unique selling proposition, as we say in marketing. Do you have, why should people work with Erica Nash?
Yeah, honestly, I think what it comes down to is, you want to be likable, right? You need to have a likable personality. And most of the time you're dealing with two people, right, that are selling a home. And you really need to know, how to communicate with them. I think that especially like the Pacific Northwest, we're a little more laid back here, right? So it's kind of just feeling out your clients, making sure that they know that they can trust you. It's being down to earth. I think has probably been a big one for me. You don't have to take everything so seriously, you know. Have a sense of humor, be able to joke with your clients when you know you can. It's making them feel comfortable, making them know that they can trust me with the biggest asset, right, of their life, has probably been the biggest thing. And then also, I'm just a hard worker. I always have been. I mean, I'm not too good to clean your gutters. I've cleaned gutters. So, you know, and sometimes I have clients who can't do certain things for themselves. So it's like you get down and dirty sometimes. It's not as glamorous as people see on TV, right? it's hard work. So it's kind of a combo, but I think getting the results has been my biggest, you know, superpower, being able to negotiate and being able to be the best I can for them when it comes down to it. So.
Well, as I said, you're very, very successful. Now, you've been in real estate for a few years. What would you say is the one thing that you're most proud of at this point? The one thing or one moment you're most proud of?
Oh, gosh. I think I gave you those earlier. It was those two big wins. It was the having a realtor hire me when they could have done it themselves and saved, you know, a lot of money. I mean, that was big. And it was a big deal for my business at that time as well, because in that neighborhood, which is a country club neighborhood too, people were buzzing. They're like, he hired Eric and Ash to sell his house. Really? Yeah. It's like, well, she must be that good. So that was a big win for me, because people talk, and I got more deals out of it as well, because it made, you know, others know that I could perform and that he trusted me with something he could have completely done himself. And then also the one who had worked with the same agent for the previous, I can't remember, it was 6 to 8 transactions. It was a lot. Mm-hmm. That's a big deal, right?
Oh yeah, that's very, very impressive. And really shows that you are such a great agent. And so let's tell people out there, if you're a buyer, seller, or maybe another real estate agent, how do they get in touch with Eric and Ash and get some of this fantastic service you're talking about?
Yeah, thanks, Steve. You can just ericandash.com. I'm obviously on Eric and Ash Compass. I have a Zillow website or a Zillow. You can go on and see, you know, my past history of sales, client reviews, and things like that on there as well. So that'll give you a direct link to reach out to me or call me. Even if you're not ready, you know, that's what I always tell people too. And that's part of my marketing. It's never too early to start on both sides, right? It's never too early to start. No pressure. Just give me a call. We start the first step.
Well, go ahead and say your phone number.
Oh, yeah. Happy to. 425-410-3865.
And if you're watching.
And I always pick up.
There you go. And if you're watching this on YouTube, that information will be right there on the screen with you. So thank you very much, Erica. You've been fantastic. By the way, I'm Steve Teitler. I'm the owner of Best Mortgage Deal. If you know anybody, friends, family, coworkers, or neighbors who are thinking about buying, selling, or refinancing, you can call Best Mortgage. We give them honest advice you can trust. Thanks for tuning in to the Northwest Real Estate Roundup. We'll see you next time.
Thank you for joining us on today's journey through the dynamic world of real estate and mortgages. I'm your host, Steve Teitler, and this has been the Northwest Real Estate Roundup. Don't forget to subscribe for more expert advice, tips, and stories that empower you as a real estate professional. If you have questions or topics you want covered, drop us a line at our website. Until we meet again, here's to your success.